Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shlishi in Parshas Korach. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Hibalu motocha eda hazos v'achale osam karaga. Separate yourselves from this congregation and I will destroy them in a moment. Vayiplu al pneihem vayomru kel elokei harucho v'chol basar ha'ish echad yechata. They fell on their faces and they said, Mighty God of the spirits of all flesh, one man will sin and the entire congregation you shall become angry against. Rashi says, why do they use this specific name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is God of the spirits? Because he knows their thoughts. And his attribute is not like that of a flesh earthly king. He knows the difference between who sinned against him and who did not. So why would he come angry against innocent people? Rashi explains on the phrase, one man, that Hashem responded to him, you have made a very good case. Know who sinned and didn't sin. V'yadaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el ha'eda le'mor he'alu misaviv le'mishkan korach. Dasan ve'aviram. Speak to the congregation saying, get up from around the sanctuary, the Mishkan of Korach, Dasan, and Aviram. V'yakav Moshe v'yelech el Dasan ve'aviram v'yelchu achrav ziknei Yisrael. And Moshe got up and he went to Dasan and Aviram and the elders of Israel went with him. V'yedaber el ha'eda le'mor suru na me'al ohalei ha'nashim ha'rashayim ha'ela v'al tigu b'chol asher lehem. Speak to the congregation saying, turn away from the tents of these wicked people and do not touch anything that is theirs, lest you be caught up in their sin. Now, Mishkan Korach Dasan Vaviram Misafi Vedasan Vaviram Yatsu Nitzavim Pesach Oholeim Uneshehem Ubenehem Vetapam. And they all got up from around the place of Korach, Dasan and Aviram, and surrounding them, and Dasan and Aviram left standing in the entrance of their tents, and their wives and children and babies. Rashi says they went out standing. What does it mean they went out standing? This is to show their chutzpah and their brazenness, that they were ready to blaspheme. Rashi also comments on the fact that their wives, children, and babies were there too. He says, look how horrible machlokus can be, that the Beis Din of below only punishes once a person has reached physical maturity. The Beis Din of heaven punishes once a person has reached 20 years old. But here, even nurslings were punished as well. Moshe says, this you will know, that Hashem sent me to do all of these things, and I did not do any of this merely from my heart. Rashi says, what are these things? These things refer to the appointing of Aaron as Kohen Gadol, his sons as Aaron's assistant Kohanim, and Eliatzafan as the Nasi of the tribe. Im kamos kol adam yamusa na'ela ufakudas kol adam yapaker aleihem lo Hashem shalachani. If they die a death like any other man, and they meet their appointed time like any other man, then Hashem did not send me. Rashi says that this would mean that I did everything from my own thoughts. V'im abriya yivra Hashem ufasa adama espia ubala usam v'eskol asher lohem v'yardu chayim sha'ol v'yadatim ki niatsu. But if Hashem will make a new creation and the earth will open its mouth and swallow them and all that belongs to them, and they descend alive into the grave, into the abyss, then you will know that these men cursed God. Rashi says that Hashem will create a new creation that will bring these men to death, not in their appointed time, but early, that the earth will open its mouth and swallow them. Then you'll know that they're cursing and angering Hashem, and I acted in accordance with what Hashem told me. Chazal explained that if this was created from the 6 days of creation, that's fine. And if not, Hashem will create it now. Vayhi kechalosu ledaber es kol devarim ha'ela v'tibaka ha'adama asher tachteim. And Moshe had just completed saying these words, and the earth opened its mouth under them. V'tiftach ha'aretz es piya v'tivlo osam v'zbateim v'es kol ha'adam asher lakorach v'es kol ha'rechosh. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed all them, their houses, and all of the men that were with Korach, and all of his money. V'yerduhem v'chol asher lahem chayim sh'ola v'tachas ha'lehem ha'aretz v'yavdu mitoch ha'kahal. And they all descended to the abyss while still alive, and it covered over them, and they were lost from amongst the congregation. Chol Yisrael asher svivoseihem nasu l'kolam ki amru pen tivalenu ha'aretz. And all of Israel that was surrounding them raised their voices, saying, lest the earth swallow us up. She said they raised their voices because of the voice that was coming as a result of being swallowed. Ve'esh yatzam es Hashem v'tochal es hachamishim u'masayim ish makrivei ha'ketores. And fire went out from Hashem and consumed the 250 men who were bringing the ketores offering. V'yadaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Emor el Elazar ben Aaron ha'kohen v'yarem es ha'machta'os ben ha'srefa ves ha'esh zara hala ki kadeshu. Speak to Elazar son of Aaron ha'kohen, and they shall lift up the fire pans from amongst the conflagration that was burnt, and the fire that is on the fire pans because it has become holy. Ves machtos ha'achataim ha'ele b'nafshosam v'yasuosam rikuei pachim tzipoi l'mezbeach ki hikrivum lifnei Hashem v'ikadshu v'yula la'os l'vnei Yisrael. And these fire pans of those who sinned with their souls, they shall be made into a covering for the Mizbeach because they were brought close to before Hashem and sanctified, and it will be a sign for Bnei Yisrael. He says the sign is that people will see them all the time and say, oh, these are from those people who did not respect the Kahuna and thought the entire thing was rigged. And this is what happened. They were burnt accordingly. Vekach Elazar ha-Kohen es ha-machta'os ha-nechoshes asher hikruvu ha-srufim v'yirka'um tzipoi l'mizbeach. And Elazar the Kohen took the fire pans made of copper that were sacrificed by those who were burnt, and he made them into a covering for the mizbeach. Zikaron l'vnei Yisrael l'man asher lo Yikrav ish zar asher lo mizera aron hu lahaktir ketoros lefnei Hashem v'lo yihya kekorach uchadaso asher diber Hashem biyad Moshe lo. It will be a remembrance for the children of Israel so that no strange man shall bring Torah who is not from the children of Aaron for Hashem, and they will not be like Korach and like his group, just like Hashem had told Moshe to instruct Elazar. Rashi quotes a midrash saying that what does it mean by the hand of Moshe, Biyad Moshe, that they were stricken with tzaras also, just like the hand of Moshe was stricken back when Moshe was preparing to go down to Mitzrayim, and this was one of the signs that Hashem had given Moshe, like the hand of Moshe. V'yulonu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimochras al Moshe v'yal aron le'mora atem himisim es am Hashem. And the entire congregation of the children of Israel complained the next morning to Moshe and Aaron, saying that you killed the Am Hashem, you killed the nation of Hashem. Vayhi b'hikal ha'eda al Moshe ve'al Aaron v'yifnu el o'al mo'e v'hini chisau he'anan v'yera k'vod Hashem. And it was when they gathered around Moshe and Aaron, and they turned to the Ohel Moed, and behold, it had been covered in cloud, and the glory of Hashem was revealed upon it. Ve'avo Moshe v'Aaron el p'nei Ohel Moed, and Moshe and Aaron went before the Ohel Moed.